And it's interesting that because of the root of the problem, which is the Palestinian situation, it has now grown to include this fundamentalism of Islam, where I really don't believe, I think they just use the Palestinian cause as an excuse. This has gone way beyond that now, Waleed.
Absolutely, because you look at India, you know, like what does India have to do with anything that's in Palestinian situation? I remember even giving a speech at a university campus in USC, University of Southern California. And one student says, well, the whole problem is poverty. I said, well, poverty is not just the only element that's the problem. Because when people decide to put a suicide belt around themselves and blow themselves up, you can't say it's as a result of poverty. And Palestinian Christians have the same hatred as Muslim Palestinians towards Israel. Yet you never see Palestinian Christians, even if they're terrorists, they would not blow themselves up. What's this idea behind blowing yourselves up? This has become a religious ideology. So I asked the question from the audience. I said, is there any people from India? And one student raised his hand. He said, I am from India, with an Indian accent, yeah. You know. So I asked him, I said, do you have poverty in India? He says, we have lots of poverty in India. So I said, do you guys blow yourselves up as a result of poverty? And he says, no, we don't blow ourselves up. They come from Pakistan, and they blow us up.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah.
That is a matter of fact, most of the people arrested in Britain over the last day are Pakistani, born in Britain.
That's right. So I began to ask the question. I mean, actually, I went through the whole self-detoxification program, if you will, where if the Israelis did something wrong, I said, okay, that's wrong. It doesn't matter. That's wrong. I know I'm a supporter of Israel now, and I support Israel's right to exist as a state, but when a Jewish settler goes into the Abrahamic Mosque or the Cave of Machpelah, which is also a Jewish holy place, and he decides to kill 50 Muslims worshipping, we have to stand up, all of us, as Jews, as Arabs, as whatever conscientious of people with conscience, to say that's wrong, that should not happen.
See, and I also believe that one of the things we need to do as a planet is we must get these countries who are feeding the fire of terrorism. We have to get to those leaders. I'm not sure Saddam Hussein was part of that in as much as we propped him up as a government. And I want to talk with you about that next hour,
yes, sir.
A matter of fact. But we need to get tough with countries that are harboring these terrorists, that are allowing them to train. And we need to do that in a big way.
Yes, I mean, we like the animal kingdom. We like snakes. But sometimes a poisonous snake that has crept into your house, you know, sometimes you have to deal with it. Because if you don't, it's going to sting your kids and kill your kids. So sometimes we wag the tail and we say, no, we have to go to the head of the snake and crush it. And we have to go to the source of the problem. What is the source of this problem? Is that we have depended so much on foreign oil and Saudi oil, in which that even the United States government, George Bush stands up and says, we are at war with terrorism, yet he doesn't recognize publicly that Saudi Arabia is the head of this education in this terrorist ideology. Yet Saudi Arabia is not declared as a terrorist state.
No, not
that's
at all.
A shame,
and as a matter of fact, if we talk about democracy, how come we don't have a democracy in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait?
That's right. Because George Bush said, America is addicted to oil. We are addicted to oil as a country, and the West has become addicted to that oil to the point that we're selling out on young Palestinian children who are getting the wrong education as a result of the Saudi education, and they're dying. In fact, people ask me, why you're doing what you're doing? I said, I do it for my cousin Raed, the 16-year-old boy, who really didn't know what he was doing, and who was killed on his way to Ben Yehuda Street to plant a bomb. And then my aunt Fatima, the poor woman, she had to please the system and prepare a wedding celebration. Because remember, the Muslim martyr is not dead. He is with Allah receiving blessings with virgins and all these things. So she had to pass candy in the streets, and she had to show joy in front of the community. Then when I called Aunt Fatima, called her to check on my aunt at nighttime, how is she doing? You know, my cousin is killed, her son is killed. She'd be sobbing her eyes out because she is getting the grip of the recognition that her son just been killed and he's died. So you have a two-faced kind of a lifestyle. you know, daytime you're going along with the Islamists, and at nighttime you're recognizing that your son is killed as a result of the education. And, you know, what did he know? He didn't know nothing about life. He's just a child. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I say, I don't want another Ra'id in the family dying. You know, even though my family now hates me for what I'm doing.
Do they despise you for this?
Of course, yes.
Aren't you also concerned about your own safety? I mean, here you are, a Muslim who now has decided to side with Israel. Yes. Aren't you concerned about yourself?
I must say, I did leave Islam. I'm not a Muslim anymore.
Okay, so you were, but you're not anymore. Okay.
I'm not anymore. I became a Christian.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
But you still believe. You still could be a Muslim saying what you're saying now.
There are Muslims who say this, what I'm saying now.
Right, exactly. So, see, I don't think it matters what religion any of us might be, as long as we're talking about caring for our fellow human beings.
Yes, but we must also study religion, all religions, scientifically. We must also always challenge the Bible.
Sure.
We must also always challenge every religion. You know, we have a right to challenge Mormonism or challenge Islam. This is not racism. This is a freedom of religion. You know, Muslims have a right to deny that Jesus was crucified.
Sure.
Just as Jews have a right to deny that Jesus is the Messiah. You know what I say? I say I die for everybody's right to believe what they want to believe, because I believe it's an issue of freedom. We must discuss religion openly, whether something is, you know, let the Bible defend itself. You know, God doesn't need me to defend him. If God exists, he can defend himself. So, but in the essence of the Muslim world, you know, God needs defense. Allah needs defense. So anybody who opens their mouth, they clobber them. There's no freedom of religion in Saudi Arabia. There's no freedom for Jews or Christians to build churches or synagogues in Saudi Arabia. Where in America, we welcome the Muslims. We welcome everybody to build mosques or to build temples or to build Baha'i temples. Because religion is something that is a free for all, and everybody's free to critique. But from the Muslim side, it's become difficult to even critique Islam as a religion, because we have this whole Islamic generation that harbors this hatred for anybody who critiques Islam. So we have to be able to be open in religion. Religion has to be open, where everybody can come to the table and argue, you know, whether it's archaeological argument, historic argument, or factual arguments towards any holy book. That's all I've been saying, and for that my family will hate me, because once you convert out of Islam, you have to understand, in Islamic dogma as it's taught in the Middle East, if you leave Islam, then you must die.